Imagine a sharp, stabbing pain on your skin. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful, blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire. Hey, when the time comes to plan your next big getaway, know they got a destination idea for you. Orlando. Just think about it. The thrills at their 15 world-class theme parks, followed by awesome outdoor adventures, amazing food festivals, and top-notch dining spots. Orlando has all that and much more than you'd expect. In Orlando, anything is possible if you can imagine it. Plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com. All right, guys, if you're unhappy about what's going on in this country, listen, you only have 40 days left until the November 3rd election, okay? We want you to go right now to vote.org and get registered. It only takes 2 minutes. Plus, you can get all of your early voting information because we want you to vote early in your state. Again, that's vote.org. Please. And switching gears, time now for today's Strawberry Letter. Yeah, we want them to vote. And if you need advice, if you need advice on relationships, please dating, vote. Work, sex, parenting, and more, please vote. And you can submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter, okay? We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Subject: I cut my mama off for my husband. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I have been together 7 years, and he's always treated me as a queen, and he truly values me and our marriage. He accepted my daughter as his own from the beginning when she was an infant. I am 29, and my mom was the best single mother she could possibly be, and I got a lot of my independence and determination to succeed from her. I, too, was a single mom before I met the man of my dreams, and when I met him, it's as if my mother was done with me and figured he could help take care of me and my child. My boyfriend, who is now my husband, stepped in and helped me because he's a great man. After 2 years of dating, he proposed, and we bought a house. My only problem is that my mother hasn't liked my husband since day one. She calls him ugly, controlling, and ignorant, and she started a terrible rumor that he might be beating on me. She never speaks to him, but he is always respectful. She ruined our engagement party and my whole wedding weekend by trying to be the center of attention and spreading rumors about him. My husband comes from a good, loving, and healthy family background, so he refused to keep taking this treatment from my mother. We prayed about it, and he tried talking to her, but she wouldn't stop being evil, so I cut her off. When I cut her off, she didn't even try to reach out to me, not even once. I've had two more babies that she's never met. I miss her presence. My husband says to reach out to her, but I don't want to welcome the drama back into our lives. Do you think it's possible that she's changed? Should I reach out to her? Well, I'll just say this. I mean, anything in life is possible. Yes, anything. But in this situation, I don't think your mom has changed. Why don't I think she's changed? Because she hasn't tried to reach out to you. Not at all. And maybe she still doesn't care for your husband, but for her not to try to see her grandkids, I mean, that is not cool. I'm sorry to say that, but say this, but that's just crazy right there. I think it's really sad all the way around. Sorry that you had to cut your mother off because she hates your husband. And, you know, I mean, it's just awful, though, that your mother is acting the age of your grandchildren that she's never even met. I say shame on her. I completely understand not wanting to invite this drama back into your life. Who would want that? But you gotta try. You gotta try to bring the family back together. I mean, that's what I'm going to say to you. You got to try. I'm agreeing with your husband in this instance because I just can't imagine being cut off from my mom if she were still alive. Make it light when you call her. Just make it light. Tell her you love her. Tell her you miss her and you would love for her to meet her beautiful new grandchildren. Just see how that goes. You'll definitely be able to tell something when she picks up the phone and says hello. You'll be hello. You know, you'll be able to tell. You'll be able to gauge where she is. Hopefully, if you reach out to her, if she doesn't hang up in your face, you know, maybe you guys can start from there and rebuild. Steve, I'm being positive.
Well, this woman who's 29, her mother was also a single mother. She's living her life, but she's also a single mother at 29 until she met the man of her dreams. Mm-hmm. And as soon as you did that, you said in the letter, it was if my mother was done with me and figured he could take care of me and my child, which means your mother was helping out to a degree, you know, like all mothers do. Help tell you stuff about being a mom, help raising them, I guess. You didn't say that, but I'm assuming y'all right. must have had a pretty good relationship. But now she all of a sudden tripped. And he said, figured that he could take care of me and your child. Now your boyfriend, who is now your husband, stepped in, stepped up, helped me, because he's a great guy. Y'all dated for 2 years, he proposed, and y'all done bought a house. Okay, jackpot. Mm-hmm. Only problem is my mother hasn't liked my husband since day one. She calls him ugly, controlling, and ignorant.
Wow.
I've been called two of them a lot.
Which one?
Ignorant for sure. And ugly, I have heard that on several occasions.
Not at
so,
the bank, though.
I understand that, you know, I've never been controlling, but, and then she started a rumor that he was beating on you. What is wrong with your mama?
Yes, yeah.
Is your mother jealous?
Sounds like it.
Because after you met him, she felt like, you know, you had moved on. Maybe she was jealous that she had never found the man of her dreams. You never mentioned that part of the letter. And maybe she couldn't stand the fact that you had. She never speaks to him, and he's always respectful.
Hold on, Steve.
Oh, she never got remarried.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's it.
All right, hang on, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, I cut my mama off for my husband. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Come on, Steve, let's recap today's Strawberry Letter subject. I cut my mama off for my husband.
Single mother. just like her mother was, raised her child. Her mother was a good mother. They had a great relationship. You meet the man of your dreams. Your mama all of a sudden cut him off. She don't like him. You know, she don't speak to him. Y'all married. You got a house that had a baby. But even though she don't speak to him, he's always respectful. Then your mama came to your wedding, ruined the whole wedding, engagement party, trying to be the center of attention, and then spreading rumors about him. What is wrong with your mama? I keep saying this, man. What is wrong with your damn mama?
She crazy, Steve.
Then your husband comes from a good, loving, and healthy family background, so he refused to keep taking this treatment from my mother. We prayed about it. He tried talking to her, but she won't stop being evil. Oh, that's it. Your mama evil. Your mama just didn't start being evil. Your mama been evil. You just found out how evil she could be because you found somebody who loves you. So you cut her off. When I cut her off, she didn't even try to reach out to me, not even once. I've had two more babies that she's never met. I miss her presence. My husband says he's still a good dude. Reach out to her. But I don't want to welcome the drama back into our lives. Do you think it's possible that she's changed? Should I reach out to her? I think she could have changed, but I don't know. But I think you definitely should reach out to her. I think you do. And you need to reach out and have this conversation. Mama, I just want you to know I miss you. Just start there. And I miss our relationship. I know you don't approve of my husband, but he's really, really a great guy. And we got a great family. And I'd like for you to meet your grandchildren.
She gonna hang up. Quick.
Well, Satan, bye. See, but the reason you have to reach out to him is because sometimes you have to be bigger than the person who's supposed to be bigger. You just have to be bigger than the person that's supposed to be big. She's your mother. But let me tell you something. Just because you're a mother don't mean you always get it right.
True.
She may be your mother, but she's still a human being. And she made a mistake. And for whatever the reason is, whatever this jealousy is she has towards you and this your husband, or just you having a family and finding the love of your dreams, maybe she never found the man of her dreams because you haven't mentioned stepfather or anything like that. And you said she was a single mother. Maybe she never found anybody. She's just jealous. Maybe she wanted to just keep you and the daughter all to herself and thought you was going to live the same life she lived. But you didn't. You found somebody that loved you, that took in your daughter and made your daughter feel like he was his own. And he got a whole family. Y'all had two more babies. And you wanted to meet her grandmother. Mm-hmm. He is a great guy. Mm-hmm. He even said you should reach out to her because he don't want to see you hurt. So reach out to him. Ask her, can you meet and talk? Take the babies. Let them meet them. You know, sometimes it takes stuff to wake people up. She ain't getting younger. She's getting older. Sometimes people need to be shaken. Now, Shirley, a slight reenactment.
Okay.
You're the young lady in the letter.
And you're the mama.
I'm her mama.
Uh-huh. I knew it.
I knew that.
Her mama is Sister Pearline. It's one of Odell's old girlfriends. Sound just like Odell, though.
Here we go. Ring, ring, ring. Telephone.
Hello.
Hi, Mom. Ooh. Mom?
Well. It's Mama. Mom is for whites.
Oh, my mom.
Oh, my God. It's Mama.
What can I do for you?
Well, first of all, hello. I missed you. I miss hearing your voice.
Well, I miss yours too, sweetie. Who is this?
Mom, this is your daughter, your baby girl. You don't recognize my voice?
I have a child.
Well, yes, Mom.
Oh, okay. I forgot. You know, you cut me off for the ugly man you married.
Oh, well, my goodness.
Mom, I didn't really cut you off. it was. I thought you had cut me off. The way you acted at the engagement party and then our wedding and stuff.
I was trying to save you, sweetie, but you didn't want to be saved, so I left you alone.
Well, Mom, I'm still with him. He still treats me like a queen. And guess what, Mom?
Hmm.
You have two more grandkids. You know, I already have one. I have two more babies.
Do you?
Yes, ma'am, and you've never even met them.
You know why?
Well, why? Yeah.
I'm scared they look like him.
I hate you. Absolutely. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Please check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand, too. Now coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, our girl from the talk, the one and only Cheryl Underwood, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like.
Whoa.
And.
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those, too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino! You know.